It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 29, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis, the 29th chapter. Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. As he looked, he saw a well in the field, and behold, three flocks of sheep lying beside it. For out of that well the flocks were watered. The stone on the well's mouth was large, and when all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone from the mouth of the well and water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob said to them, "My brothers, where do you come from?" They said, "We are from Haran." He said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" They said, "We know him." He said to them, "Is it well with him?" They said, "It is well. And see, Rachel, his daughter, is coming with the sheep." He said, "Behold, it is still high day. It is not time for the livestock to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go pasture them." But they said, "We cannot until all the flocks are gathered together and the stone is rolled from the mouth of the well. Then we water the sheep." While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. Now as soon as Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob came near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's kinsman and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. Jacob told Laban all these things, and Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and my flesh." And he stayed with him a month. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
And thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. At the end of Luther's Small Catechism, one can find an interesting section of scripture verses under the heading the Table of Duties. While not one of the six chief parts, Luther concludes the Catechism by revisiting, in a way, the implications of the Ten Commandments and seeks to instruct the catechumen in how they should live their lives. In many ways, it's a simple scriptural treatise on vocation as well as the three estates of church, of state, and family. It begins with bishops, pastors, and preachers, that they should be above reproach and encourage with sound doctrine, followed by what their hearers owe them, that is, their livelihoods and respect. And the next few, of course, seem to mirror this relationship of the one who gives, followed by the one who receives and joyfully gives back. Thus, civil governments, from whom we receive protection and justice, followed by citizens who should submit and pay taxes, husbands who should love and respect their wives, who in turn are to submit, call them master, and not give in to fear. Now, that's a hard verse for 2023, isn't it, if ever there was one. One could write an entire sermon on that, on what it means for wives to not give in to fear, but not today. Fathers, don't exasperate your children in your provision and discipline. While children are supposed to obey their parents that they might live long on the earth, I think parents know what that means. Workers should serve wholeheartedly, while masters should neither threaten nor show favoritism. Youth should be clothed in humility, while widows should put their hope in God and not live for pleasure. And to wrap it all up, of course, everyone should love their neighbor as themselves. What's implied is that we should be content in all things, regardless of which category we may find ourselves in at any particular moment. For in these ways, God works and extends his love to all creation through the service and the work of his people. And the best part is that it's so simple. Not easy, that's different, but simple. It's clear, it's ordinary. There's no trickery, and there's no gotcha moments. Now, in our reading this morning, it picks up where it left off last week, after Jacob's dream and the Lord's promise that he will not leave Jacob until he fulfills his promise. Jacob leaves the land of his father, and he goes east to Haran, the land of his mother's brother. And there he is welcomed with water and shelter, and ultimately he seeks to marry Rachel, perhaps the first woman that he's met since leaving home. In a bout of trickery, Laban, and we'll hear more about this next week, Laban gives Jacob Leah instead, and Jacob is forced to work longer before getting Rachel. He has 12 sons through Leah, Rachel, and their respective servants. Now, taken together, these chapters of Genesis read a little bit like a daytime soap opera. Yet throughout the challenges, the Lord works good in the midst of poor decisions and blesses Jacob. He grants growth to his family and to his flock. And there's great comfort here for those of us living in our own soap operas. Yes, we have duties, we have responsibilities that we should strive to accomplish. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. In humility, we are to treat everyone with respect and submit to the governing authorities. In other words, we should faithfully live in our various vocations in which God has placed us. But when it all hits the fan, as it invariably will, the Lord has promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. More than that, he has promised that he will work all things to the good of those who love him. Thus, when we hunger, he feeds us with the bread of life. When we thirst, he gives us living water that springs eternal. When we're alone, he consoles us with his presence. And like the sheep gathered around the well, we gather together to receive good and gracious gifts. The stone is rolled away, and we are nourished, and then led to pasture, and protected to again live out our vocations, content in all things, regardless of station, regardless of our perceived success. For Christ has promised to bless the ordinary, and in them he is found. Nothing extra is needed. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.